It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, March 25th, 2022. On today's Columbia River ship schedule, we have 4 inbound vessels, we have 7 outbounders, and we have 7 ships in our Astoria anchorages. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds today, 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the south 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 5 feet high at 11 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking about merchant ships, cargo ships stuck in Ukrainian ports because of the war, and how sailors on some of those ships are starting to run out of food. So a tragic situation, kind of the more collateral damage in that war resulting from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our first inbound ship of the day was the MSC Bavia, arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She's a container ship. She came into the river passing Astoria at about 4:30 this morning, and you might be able to see her at the port of Portland by 10:30 this morning. And she is one of a number of ships coming, increasing number of container ships coming into the river. MSC is a relatively new container carrier that is coming into the Columbia, bringing more and more container ships our way. Next inbound, I think yesterday afternoon, we saw the Pacific Collector go by out to sea. She is a Department of Defense missile radar ship that her work is in tracking ballistic missiles during testing. And so she is home ported in Portland at the Swan Island Shipyard, but she does go out of the river every now and then. She's very distinctive looking. She has these big, look like giant golf balls on her deck. And those are radar arrays. Those are covers over radar arrays. So she's kind of odd looking. She did go out of the river yesterday, and it looks like she might be back in the river this morning, possibly at anchor off Astoria. We'll just have to see. I've found kind of conflicting information that she might be either headed for Hawaii or coming back into the river. So if you see a ship sitting out there in the anchorage or going by in the morning that has those big, looks like big white golf balls on the stern, that is the Pacific Collector. And she's a regular ship on our waters. The ATB Vision, arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo. She is probably going to pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. And you'll see her in Portland, oh gosh, in the wee hours of early Saturday morning, a little bit after midnight. And the Alani is arriving from the Panama Canal, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She's going upriver eventually to pick up wheat. And she will probably be in Astoria's anchorage by about 12:30 a.m., early Saturday morning. So you'll see her in the morning when you get up, if you can see the river from where you are. In our outbounders, the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, is leaving Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo. Leaving around 7 a.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. And the Astakos is leaving Portland with soda ash on board. Leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Atlantic Prince is leaving Portland. She's a petroleum tanker. Leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The SFL Sarah is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat. At about 2:30 p.m., she'll pass Astoria outbound around 8:30. The Erna Oldendorf is leaving Longview with logs on board. Leaving around 2:30 p.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Brant is leaving Longview carrying petcoke, leaving around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound about, give her about 3.5 hours, maybe 7 o'clock past Astoria outbound. The Thai Summit is leaving Portland, potash on board, leaving from the Port of Portland at about 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. In our Astoria anchorages, all of our ships there are awaiting orders. They are the Desert Moon, the BTG Denali, the Thunder Island, the Diamond Globe, the Scarlet Island, the Hercules Ocean, and the Sakazaya Ace. And so when ships are awaiting orders there in the anchorage or anywhere on the river, there it really means that that term, awaiting orders, refers to the pilots that will get on board, in this case, river pilots, who will eventually get on board once they get the orders to move the ship at a certain time and bring that ship to its ultimate destination, its berth upriver, to pick up cargo. So that's what that means. And we often see ships waiting in the anchorage for the opportunity to go upriver, pick up cargo, and then head back downriver again. Well, as we all watch the situation in Ukraine with growing concern for the fate of Ukrainians, here's a story about a related situation of cargo ships caught in a war situation through no fault of their own. This is from gcaptain.com on Wednesday. It was originally published by Reuters News. Food and medical supplies on board over 100 foreign-flagged ships stuck in Ukraine due to the conflict are running low, with little progress on creating a maritime corridor to allow them to sail away, industry officials said on Wednesday. London's marine insurance market has widened the area of waters that it considers high risk in the region as the conflict intensifies and perils to merchant shipping grow. The UN's shipping agency said this month it would work to create a safe maritime corridor for merchant ships and crews stuck in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. 5 merchant vessels have been hit by projectiles, with one of them sunk off Ukraine's coast. Some foreign crew members that were on board ships have been evacuated out of Ukraine. That's according to Guy Platten, Secretary General with the International Chamber of Shipping Industry Association. But there are still around 140 foreign-flagged vessels with over 1,000 mariners from 20 countries that are unable to leave because of the fighting. Platten told a virtual news briefing, quote, "Seafarers have become the collateral damage in the conflict," unquote. One Romanian ship with 20 seafarers had only 3 days' worth of supplies left due to fighting in the port city of Mariupol. Platten added, quote, "It's unsafe for them to leave the ship or for the ship to sail," unquote, adding that various organizations were trying to resupply the ships with essentials. Platten said at least 2 seafarers had been killed due to the fighting, although full figures were still being corroborated. Stephen Cotton, General Secretary with the International Transport Workers Federation Union, said there were high levels of anxiety among foreign crews as supplies dwindle. He said, quote, "We have to recognize there is competition for food, depending on which ports you are in on the coast. It's literally a matter of life and death for some Ukrainians still locked in defending their cities. You can imagine their first thought is not to resupply ships with foreign nationals at anchor," unquote. The establishment of a maritime corridor is still some way off, officials say. One Greek shipping company had managed to evacuate the crews from its 2 ships in Ukraine. What's going to happen with these vessels remains to be seen. The Black Sea area is covered with mines. Until they're removed, it's just not possible for ships to sail. So it truly is a challenging situation. And that is from an article I found on gcaptain.com. So a tragic example of mariners on cargo ships caught in circumstances beyond their control. We've seen that this kind of thing has been the case for seafarers during the pandemic worldwide during the past 2 years, and now in Ukraine because of the war. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.